We are all recording on February 23rd, 2021. This is episode 228 of the Quarantine Cast. Do you guys ever have a moment where you just realize, yeah, my brain's fucked up. This is my mind. I'm trapped in it. What is wrong with me and my values?
Sounds like you have.
Yeah. You're like, no, me neither.
I have had the song Scotty Doesn't Know, performed by the band Lusta, from the movie Eurotrip, stuck in my head for like a week.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Oh. That usually kind of like quenches it for me. Like it allows my brain to go like, oh, all right. We can stop obsessively thinking about that thing.
Nah, it's just throwing matter in a black hole for me. It's only getting bigger.
Is that how it works? Yeah, I guess it is how it works, isn't it? Because gravity would just
become
stronger.
At least the gravitational pull of it gets bigger.
Yeah, there'd be more mass.
The size of it, like, probably also gets bigger, but, like, in an undetectable amount.
Yeah, well, I don't know how the size works for a black hole, you know?
Like, yeah. I assume that it's all basically just, like, a mash of atomic nuclei.
But isn't it so small and that's what makes it so powerful? Like, it's so much mass in such a small area. And, like, the reason it looks huge is because light is getting sucked into it. And so it looks like a giant black space. But,
well,
like, the event horizon is a little tiny point, basically.
So most black holes are, extremely small. But the gravity is so strong because there's so much mass in that small area that, it has the mass of, several suns and just completely warps light when there's nothing actually there physically to block the light. There are black holes that are, the size of suns.
The holes themselves aren't the holes themselves. The event horizon of the black hole isn't the size of the sun. The absence of light that is being sucked
black
into
holes,
it is.
Most black holes, there are black holes that are just gargantuan, that like the actual black hole itself is huge. Pretty sure.
I don't know about that. Very possible. I didn't think that was not my understanding. I guess maybe had an assumption that black holes were all the same size and they just had different masses, and because the gravity was so extreme that it would crush everything down into a very small space. And it's the part that differed is, how much it affects the, like, surrounding, light and everything else.
So Google, how large is the biggest black hole?
78 billion miles.
Yeah, but I think that's its impact, right? Isn't it?
I don't know if that is the event horizon or if that's the nucleus of the black hole. Like, the actual mass,
Well, a mass is definitely
not mass, like the actual width. I mean,
sure. Ton 618, mass of 66 billion solar masses. Mm-hmm. Speculate whether or not even larger black holes. There's an upper. What's ton 618? Let's find this bad boy. Where are you, ton 618? And are you bigger than Lucas's thirst for that song from Eurotrip?
I love this. I kind of love that I came with a prepared thing. We've just spiraled out. It's amazing.
Well, I'm just happy that the next song that's going to be in Lucas's head for the next 6 weeks is going to be Supermassive Black Hole by Muse.
Oh, God. That would require me to listen to a Muse song. No!
I think it's going to be Goodbye Moon Men, because technically Ton 618 is a quasar.
Yes! Quasar.
Get the lovely voice of Jermaine Clement as the eponymous fart. Marie Helen Ulrich discovered emissions line typical of a quasar, supermassive black hole. Hot swirling gas around a giant black hole in the center of the galaxy. Yeah, so like the Milky Way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The light emerging is estimated to be 10.4 billion years old. Surrounding galaxy is not visible from Earth because the quasar outshines it. is shines as brilliantly as 140 trillion suns. It's just dumb. That's like a concept that the human brain will never
be like, able to wrap its head around. Like twice the size of the sun, right?
Wow, it's twice as bright as the sun. That's crazy. And it's Think about 140 times. Think how bright that is. Now times that by a trillion.
Like, I don't know. I can't even look at the sun. That seems about as bright as it gets. So this is just the same, right?
Right. Yeah, we're really hitting diminishing returns here on brightness. Blah blah blah. They don't really say. Yeah, they're talking about the emission lines. I think it's too, I think it's above my explanation or my.
Yeah, I'm my trying grasp, to find it too.
My physical grasp. Sagittarius A, our galaxy's central black hole, they talk about. It's 15,000 times more massive than that. So that's cool.
Jesus Christ.
One of the highest masses ever recorded for any object. Higher than the mass of all of the stars in the Milky Way combined. What? You can't picture that.
No! Like, yeah, it is just beyond our comprehension.
And I might be wrong about this too, but isn't basically every star in the night sky in the Milky Way galaxy, like, we can't really see beyond the Milky Way galaxy with the naked eye? So it's like, if you went into the North Pole...
I don't think that one's true. Like, I'm pretty sure the majority of the stars, I'm sure that, yeah, the majority of them are. But I think that
like,
there
the vast
are, like,
majority. Like, there's some bright ones that you can
kind
of see.
Yeah, exactly. The vast majority are probably
within the
Milky Way.
But, like, the overwhelming majority is, just Milky Way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, when you see... When you go to a place where you can see all the stars in the sky, pretty much all of them, slam them together, this is bigger than that. Like, how? How do you think of that? It's impossible. Oh, it has a Schwarzschild radius of 1300 AU, astronomical unit, 300 billion kilometers in diameter, more than 40 times the size of Neptune's orbit. What's a Schwarzschild radius? Gravitational radius, see? So yeah, that's its, like, sphere of influence is that big. But how big is the thing?
How many followers does it have on Twitter?
What's its influence?
How much clout does it have?
My name is Tun618. Like, last year, they tried to cancel me, but I issued a really good apology video, and, like, people really thought that I meant what I said, and, yeah, now I'm just pretty much back to normal. Fuck masks, though, am I right? God damn it.
Okay, so here, hold on. A stellar black hole of 1 m. Fuck, I forgot what m means. It's like m and then that weird little symbol. Fuck, I forget exactly what
no
m
idea,
means.
No idea, man.
Yada, yada, yada.
A ton? I don't know.
To have a Hawking temperature larger than 2.7 Kelvin, to be able to evaporate a black hole would need a mass less than the moon. Such a black hole would have the diameter of less than a tenth of a millimeter. That doesn't help. He's just talking about really evaporation, like gravity evaporation.
I'll have to ask Michael.
Yeah.
Let's get Michael on the podcast and just talk about black holes for a while. And he'll probably, and he always does that thing where he's like, so, like, this isn't my area of specialty, but, and then just drops, like, an unbelievable amount of knowledge. And it's like, okay, cool, dude. And he was, like, an undergrad physics major. Like, he's not even, like, a physicist or anything like that. He just is an appreciator of physics who's done, like, a lot of work in that field. But yeah, he knows just an ungodly amount, and he always prefaces it with, like, so I'm not quite sure, but, and then just fucking here's my interpretation of it, and it might be wrong. And it's one of those things where, like, the more you learn about a subject, the more you know that you don't know.
Yep.
So you feel someone who knows nothing feels like they know a lot. And someone who actually knows a lot realizes how much they don't fucking know.
And I love how black holes are, like, the perfect representation of that. Because it's like, black holes are basically nothing, like, in terms of, like, what you see. And so even when, like, a couple years ago, they're like, we finally know what a black hole looks like. It's like, no, we're seeing stuff around the black hole. That's like taking a can of paint and throwing it on the invisible man. You're not seeing the invisible man. You're seeing paint.
Yeah. No, it's exactly that. It's the only way that we could visualize it, basically.
Yeah.
It is kind of fun. And that Stephen Hawking died not believing in black holes anymore.
What?
Like, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Stephen Hawking kind of like walked back. Like, he was the father of black holes, basically. Like, I mean, it had been theorized before, but he was the one that basically brought them into the forefront of scientific discovery. And yeah, by the end of his life, he had basically been like, no, I don't think that they exist.
I'm sorry. Stephen Hawking thought black holes were made up, or that our current explanation for what we think is going on is...
Okay. Yeah, I think he just said I was wrong.
Yeah, like our explanation was flawed to such an extent that like they don't exist in the way that we think of them.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's very weird.
Hey.
And I don't think it was a popular thing. Like, I think most people were like, wait, what, Stephen? Like, no, man. We've built so much off of the back of your research on this topic, and like, so far you've been remarkably accurate. Like,
I'm just like, we know that this stuff is real now. Do we understand them? No, but we definitely know they're there.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
And it's the whole thing with, like dark matter, where it's like, we know it's there. We know nothing about it or how it works at all, but it's we can measure it. It's like math. There's a mathematical error that is a constant in the universe, and that is what we have named dark matter. Like, it's fucking weird, man.
Stephen Hawking just rolled into a conference room like, hey guys, you know this thing that is basically science fiction? Well...
Stephen Hawking was just fucking L. Ron Hubbard for science.
He's like, no, you guys don't get it. I was just high on shrooms, writing down some stream of consciousness shit. I'm like, wouldn't this be crazy?
Yeah.
And then I guess I published it without thinking.
Me and I don't even know a contemporary in physics for when Stephen Hawking was around. It wouldn't be Einstein, and it wouldn't be like Neil deGrasse Tyson. So some other contemporary. Me and him, we had a bet. And I was like, you know what? I bet you I can get everyone to believe in this shit. And I was right. I won the bet. And now I'm old and I want everyone to realize that I made it up.
I just wrote some stuff down and it kept coming true.
Guys, I think I'm God. I don't know how to say this. I'm pretty sure at this point I'm God. Can we like analyze this? Can we run tests on whether or not I am literal God? Is that possible?
So Stephen Hawking basically said that the idea of an event horizon and how like black holes interact with the universe doesn't work if you believe in quantum theory. And he's like, I believe in quantum theory, so I guess my understanding of black holes is not true.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it all gets so... That's I think that's the main issue with why people, like, the mainstream public isn't as excited with physics anymore, is because you can't just be a dude that, or woman, obviously,
right?
And just, like, be a genius and come up with crazy theorems anymore, because we're so far advanced that that's impossible. Like, there's no longer any individual... what's it called? Inputs. I don't know what the word is.
Innovation.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like there's no longer an individual can no longer contribute to that field, in an overwhelmingly meaningful way. And that's a good thing. That means that we've gotten so far that now everything's getting so complex that you basically need a team of researchers to properly like make any discoveries and stuff like that, and you need like supercomputers and everything like that.
It's like Bitcoin. it's so hard to find now that the amount of time that it takes to figure anything out, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's just not as interesting to the public anymore, because the public can't be like, holy shit, that guy's really crazy. Like, that's such a unique way that, you know, like I mean, Albert Einstein's, what they call it, the Summer of Miracles or whatever, when he was in his 20s working as a postal clerk and he wrote three fucking theorems that were just, like, fundamental to the entire field of physics, like, that could never happen anymore. Like, that's just impossible. There's no one at that level where you could, you know, comprehend everything and put it all together and be like, holy shit, guys, I have this thing called special relativity and it's going to change everything.
And also everything is so controversial now in the field of physics and astronomy, yeah, because there are so many ideas that are starting to clash because we don't know everything. So there are things missing where, like, there is no theory of everything, at least at this point. So if you come up with something, you are going to have to, as part of that theorem, try to disprove another theorem that makes yours not work and say why these three work with what I'm working with and that one can't be right because mine is right.
Yeah.
Type thing. And it's just a giant flame war. It's just...
Yeah, taking away the actual, you know, decades of hard work by those other people, which is a necessity. Like, that's part of the scientific method, but it's... Whew.
So...
It's going to get contentious.
A little bit of a tangent. Ryan, you saying you can't just be a dude in physics anymore, a person out there and, like, contribute to this field anymore. That reminded me, Isaac Newton just realized gravity as a concept one day. So I looked up Isaac Newton.
That's not true, yeah.
Wow. Okay, never mind.
No, it is.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's fair. I can continue with your story. I thought that was going to be your realization, is like, that's all complete bullshit.
Yeah, no, Isaac Newton did not have an apple hit his head and go like, yeah, gravity!
Yeah, it's not, it's like the George Washington and the cherry tree and stuff like that. Like, it's the nursery rhyme version of, yeah, mm-hmm, all that stuff. He was doing the scientific method. He was building upon the works of dozens of predecessors and, you know, making a scientific discovery because he was a mathematical genius, not because an apple hit him in the head.
My guy also had crossbones as his family's coat of arms.
He died a virgin. He was a messed up dude.
Wow.
He had a lot of demons, a lot of issues.
Also, apparently a pirate.
Yeah.
I think he died before the rise of the modern pirate. I don't know. The crossbones might have been something
different.
He didn't
just invent gravity, Ryan.
Oh, he invented piracy?
He invented piracy.
Did he steal?
The fucking...
Did he steal all of his laws?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blackbeard is calling out the OG Isaac Newton when he's cruising the seven seas. Yeah.
Oh,
no, I mean, that's, yeah, he would just roll up on other physicists in their, like, floating laboratories and raid their shit.
Okay. Great age of piracy almost aligns exactly to when Isaac Newton would have been alive.
I'm telling you guys, something doesn't add up.
Is that true? When did Newton die? I guess I thought he died earlier than that.
He died 1727.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I thought it was more like, yeah, early 1600s.
No, that's like the peak.
No, that's absolutely, like, yeah, like, we're getting absolute, like, middle of the golden age. That's fucking awesome.
You know, Isaac Newton invented gravity, or, like, studied gravity so he could figure out the perfect cannon angle.
Yeah. It was all about, fucking, what's it called? Parabolas. Parabolic arches, so that he could fucking...
sink some ships.
Launch the bolo balls or whatever they're called directly at the sails so that he could disable the ships and then steal all the rum. It's all about rum. It's always been about the rum.
Aren't bolo the Australian balls on a string thing?
That's a bolo.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh.
Like,
but then isn't that... It's a type of cannon shot that they would shoot directly at sails. I don't know if it's called bolo. I thought that's what it was called.
It's at least the same idea.
Yeah, it's heavy wrought iron balls attached with a string that, yeah, you shoot them at the sails and you try to wrap it around the fucking, what's that
mast.
Called? Main staff? Yeah. Mast. And it can snap off the mast and then their ship is fucked.
Yeah.
And you can
easily
board them.
Okay, well, we can go like, it's the equivalent of putting a slug in someone's engine block.
Yeah.
As they're driving away. It's like, well... We're just gonna say hi.
Hey, bud. See, you tried to run away there. How'd that go for you, man? List of cannon projectiles. Hell yes. This is my Wikipedia article. This is my fucking whip. One of them's called Carcass.
Oh my god, is it just a cow?
It isn't, but it sounds like it, right? No, it's a incendiary bomb intended to set targets on fire.
Jesus.
Fuck. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot that they were called carcasses. Yeah, yeah, it's just like a cannonball that's like hollow with some holes drilled in it that you fill with something flammable, and it flies through the air with the flames spinning out of the holes, drenching everything in fire, and then explodes.
It's lame. They don't call it a bolo. They call it a chain shot or a split shot.
Okay.
It's the one that has the two subcaliber round shot, a good deal smaller than the bore of the barrel, linked by a length of chain or a solid bar used to slash through the rigging and sails of an enemy ship so it can no longer maneuver.
So
inaccurate, only used at close range.
Okay, so a little bit of editorializing going on this Wikipedia article, if I do say so. At the very bottom, spider shot is a chain shot, but it has many chains instead of just one. It was not often used, despite its effectiveness.
This dude loves fucking spider shot,
right?
Yeah,
he really wishes that he was a pirate and
he's
he could
like,
have
man,
used
I
spider,
use
shot.
Spider shot.
He's like, you know what Blackbeard had wrong? Just fucking needed more spider shot, and he wouldn't have been shot by a poison arrow.
Also, wait, hold on. Yeah, it was not often used despite its effectiveness against small ships and morale.
Yeah, no, people were fucking terrified. Spider shot! Ah, fuck! And it's the one that if you link, like, the Wikipedia article is a full-blown stub. Like, there is literally nothing. And it's like, oh, some of these may not be reliable, and, like, it's only, like, a one-sentence thing. I think this guy might have invented spider shot.
Oh.
And he just did it a couple hundred years too late. And he was like, well, shit.
Yeah, no, he's one of those kind of like rich guys that, you know, is really into like medieval or like Roman shit. But he's like really into like pirate shit. So he's like, I'm going to get a cannon and I'm going to make it workable. I'm going to build like a fake ship and like figure out, you know, some new strategy. And he's like, oh my god, spider shot. It's the way to go. I have nothing to do with this knowledge. I can't go out sinking wooden ships with my fucking spider shot.
Damn it. Motherfucker. All right, 1 second. No, Google Books, page 11. Page 11 is... Hold on. Cannon, grape shot. Oh, it does have spider shot on page 86. Let's get to page 86.
Oh, boy.
Fuck yeah. It's the main source. I looked at the other two, and they're bullshit. They're total stubs. They don't say anything about spider shot. No, this... The Google Books preview... Oh, wait, no, hold on.
Oh.
The Google Books preview only goes through page 42, so I can't even
fucking
verify. But it does have a section on spider shot.
Oh, okay.
And in one of them, it does talk about chain shot, and then said there was a variation called spider shot. And then the sailing ship animation doesn't talk about it at all, as far as I've seen. Oh, no, the sailing ship ammunition one is just a repeat of the Rogue's Cove one. Yeah, this dude wrote this Wikipedia in like 4 days because all the sources were retrieved between August 9th and August 13th, 2018. And he just decided, let's talk up spider shot, my dudes.
I got some spider shot stuff.
Yeah!
Gotta get it up there.
It's a ball filled with spiders. And when it hits, the spiders come out and crawl over you.
Yeah.
They're not just burnt to a crisp when the cannon goes off. He's like, I filled this ball with spiders, and it just hits and explodes, and there's nothing in it.
Yeah. It's just ash and powder. There's no.
No, my children.
Why? Oh, the spiders are making the spider shot?
No, this guy
really
just
into
is way
spiders.
Too into
this
it.
Guy loves spiders and cannons, and he tried to combine his two great loves to tragic results.
I mean, I...
My baby! He just fucking involuntarily cremated his one love in this world. Created an urn and then immediately shattered it on the bow of an enemy ship.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, in the fiction we've invented, this guy is late to the party coming up with new methods of pirate warfare. Yeah, you know what? This is probably somebody who raising up these spiders for the spider shot probably values that relationship a little too much.
I googled spider shot cannonball. There's not a single Google image of a spider shot cannonball. Suspicious. There is a .gov website that does mention it, nps.gov, talking about the Castillo de San Marcos National Monument that mentions it, but who knows. And then there's an article from CBS News. 140-year-old cannonball kills Civil War fan. And yeah, that's what I imagine this dude was like. Except for, you know, he'd be, oh, I'll put Black Widows in there so they'll get bit and then they'll all die. And then, yeah, the Black Widows escape the cannonball and bite him and he dies. Poor guy.
There's no transition. We gotta do a clap sync and move on to the wacky post roll.
Let's do it.
Beauty.
Yeah. Mythbusters shot at a pig using chains that they put in a cannon, and it fucked up the pig real bad.
Yep.
Real bad.
You mean a pig cadaver, right? Okay, yeah. Thank God.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Hey. Okay. Oh, my God. Woo! Yeah, no. It's just, all right, here we are at Joe's Pig Farm.
You know, it was a dead pig, but it did start out with Adam Savage just taking the bolt gun on camera and killing that pig.
No, they hung a pig up, a pig carcass, like from a butcher's, and used it as a rough analog for the human body, and shot at it with a chain to see how effective it is. Answer is very effective. They ripped it right up.
No.
Real good. But that's not a spider shot. I'm confused what a spider shot is, honestly.
So right. The way that they describe it, because they say it's a variation of chain shot, but it's one ball and multiple chains. So I imagine it's a big cannonball with just like six or seven or eight, because it's a spider, chains connected to the middle that are just hanging off of it. So as it flies through the air, you've got just chain whips spinning around, tearing up anything in its path.
They don't say that it's one shot, though.
Yeah.
Right?
It says a variation of chain shot with multiple chains. So I don't know.
Is that what it said?
I just imagine like a full-on Cats in the Cradle of chains between these two cannonballs.
Yeah. Spider For shot is a variation of chain shot with multiple chains.
Yeah, but it doesn't talk about one ball.
Oh, okay.
For me, I pictured like eight balls and eight chains, because it doesn't say just one. It's just saying like multiple chains.
Maybe those. You take my original idea. You add some smaller balls onto the ends of the chains, and they're all connected to one big ball. Yeah, no, that would work.
One big ball. That sounds fucking terrifying. It's effective against morale.
I was gonna
apparently.
Say, like, if you saw that, my morale would be affected.
I don't think you'd see it as the issue. Like,
yeah, but imagine you're on one end of the ship, you look over at the bow, you're like, hey, Jerry, and then Jerry and the seven closest guys to him get torn apart along with the front end of the ship, and you look off into the distance as a giant ball and like just screaming metal flies out into the ocean.
I don't think you'd see it. I don't know, but yeah, no, like, I guess it could be effective against morale, but if they're saying that chain shot is very inaccurate and can only be used at close ranges, mm-hmm. I can only imagine that upping the amount of chains and projectiles decreases that accuracy. So yeah, all you're going to see is a cannon going off 10 feet away, and yeah, it's going to be terrifying because they're shooting a cannon at you, and you see like them pushing the thing in and like all the steps of them shooting the cannon.
I mean, maybe it was effective against morale because once you pull up next to a ship, you just have to aim your cannon like kind of downwards. And then when you shoot it, there's going to be a hole the size of a fucking town and country in the bottom of your boat and you sink immediately.
They're close enough that you would see them loading it. So yeah, you see this dude pick up like a heavy, like, like struggling to jam it in there and like putting all the extra chains in.
And he looks right at you. It's just, you don't know what's coming.
He's calling his shot. He's like, this one's going right there, motherfucker. Like, yeah, I guess that could be bad against morale.
You know what? Maybe I'm just not integrated enough in the lifestyle. Maybe I haven't been hardened enough by it. But
the pirate lifestyle?
Yeah. Cannonballs, period, are dropping my morale to zero, okay?
Yeah, someone shoots at me, my morale is going down.
Yeah. With a normal bullet. And at the time, normal bullets were remarkably inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, not just increase the size of the projectile by 100 and it'd be a quick death, you know.
I don't know,
you're not gonna bleed out from a gut shot over the course of 8 hours. You will be dying relatively quickly. Sure, you might end up, you know, bleeding out over the course of a few minutes, but in comparison with, yeah, bullets of the time just basically killing you via lead poisoning,
mm-hmm.
I guess you take it. And yeah, a decent chance that it just impacts your head.
Yeah.
And like then yeah, lights out.
But also with the way that those possible. Chains are screaming around, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some dude who just had both of his legs and one of his arms amputated and the rest of him was fine. He's like, well, this hurts a lot.
I mean, once again, bleeding out within minutes at least. In that situation.
That guy's still just dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
You say amputated, even, but like, nope, he's done.
Yeah, amputated as though it's like a lightsaber. Like, it's perfectly cauterizing the wound as it cuts off the limb. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna
someone,
go and say.
Someone tried to tell me that one time that, like, old Civil War era cannons, because they were, one, shot out of a cannon with an explosion, with fire, and also, you know, spun through the air so fast that, like, if it took off your leg or something, it would cauterize it because it was just boiling hot.
I don't think it's... No. I don't think it... It would have to be hotter than boiling hot because it's making impact with the skin for literally, like,
such
a tiny window of time. And cauterizing, you have to press and hold, like...
Okay, so it those hits things you, are it boiling takes off your leg, too. Your friend goes, someone get that cannonball back over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, grab it! Get it back over here!
You use it to cauterize the wound.
It's buried in the hill a few yards away, and they're like, ah, hot, 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 potatoing it over to you, and... Psst, all right, perfect. We did it.
He's already dead.
I mean, you cauterize wounds with, yeah, like, red-hot metal, so I don't think the cannonball can be hotter than red-hot metal in the first place. And, yeah, like, when they do that, they do hold it. They don't just, like, all right, you're good. Like, it's a excruciating, the person's screaming for a few seconds as you cauterize it properly. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think so.
No.
Who knows, though? I do like the image of... Haha, suckers, we're gonna heal. You rebels are so obsessed with tearing us down. We're gonna build ourselves back up using your weapons.
You shot off my right hand with your cannon. Joke's on you, I'm ambidextrous.
Yeah. I wasn't able to attach an axe to my wrist before, and now I can.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I have a pistol now permanently embedded at my wrist. So, who won in this transaction? You tell me.
The listener. The listener won in the transaction that is this episode. If you liked what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Send us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryviewing@gmail.com. Check us out on Patreon if you're feeling generous. Check out the Act Blue link in the description down below to support a collection of great causes. And follow me on Twitter @LucasDeWriter to keep up with all of my writing. And of course, be sure to check us out on YouTube and Instagram, where we have clips of all of the best bits we do. I don't know if we're going to be able to find a way to concisely get this entire episode on both of those platforms, but damn if we're not going to try. All right. Thank you all so much for listening, and good luck out there.